We're approaching Gimel Tammuz. Today's already Rosh Chodesh Tammuz. Generally speaking, there are two schools of thought during this time, Bechlal, and especially when it comes to Gimel Tammuz. One school of thought is that we have to be focusing on what we're missing. The Fabrengens and the dollars and the answers, and seeing the Rebbe's face, Begashmias, and I don't have to say what we're missing, everybody knows that. And according to this school of thought, it's not so much appropriate or kedai to talk so much about how the Rebbe is here and the Rebbe is alive, because when you talk like that, it sounds as if you're really not missing anything. So it's not a good idea. That's a certain school of thought. Also, to be besimcha and excited because of the anticipation that at any moment the Rebbe walks into shul and we have the Hizgalas of the Rebbe once again, and we have Geula, and all these things that we're missing we'll have once again. Basically, that simcha is also not a good idea, because that also seems to take away and detract from feeling what we're missing and the mourning and so on and so forth. However, there's another school of thought, which is the reverse. That Adrabba, the main focus should be, even though we all know what we're missing, and we don't just know it, we all feel it in every bone of our body. We don't have to meditate on that, we don't have to focus on that. It's part of our etzem, mitzius. But the focus should be, what we do work on is, to recognize the inyan of Hu Bachayim, that the Rebbe is here and he's with us and he's leading us and he's guiding us and he's protecting us and so on and so forth. And also the feeling of simcha, it's adiyamuna, that we hope at any moment to have the Hizgalus and to have back everything that we were missing. So naturally there are two schools of thought, but Ein lanu ella divrei ben Amram. So our approach is to look into the sichas of the Rebbe and see how the Rebbe spoke after the histalkus of the Friedrich Rebbe. And from that, as a chassid, we learn how we should conduct ourselves in such a time. So here's a collection of sichas, which we'll do, not every single word inside, but the basic points. Naturally, once you take this home, if you want, you can go into it more in more detail, look up the sefer. But there's a mile of learning things inside and reading them inside. And we see from these sichas a number of things. If you want to look at the first page here, basically it was divided into four parts. On top of the page, in the first page, it says part one. The first group of sichas is with the Rebbe, many sichas, week after week, where the Rebbe focuses on the inyan that the Rebbe is b'chayim. In other words, even though we know that tzaddikim in general, the Gemara says, the mishpasam nekroim chayim, every tzaddik, besides the fact that every yid is considered that his chayim continues on and the neshama continues on to live, but by tzaddikim, and it's a much more revealed way. And that's tzaddikim in general. But the Gemara says there's certain tzaddikim that by them it's an exceptional situation. And the Rebbe mentions these three tzaddikim. One is Rabbeinu HaKadosh, as we'll soon see, that he was a person, a tzaddik, that after his passing, he came back home every Friday night, sat down by the table with his family, made kiddush and so on. We find another situation, which is Yaakov Avinu, where the Gemara says, Yaakov lo mes, and we'll soon go into that. And the third exception is Moshe Rabbeinu, where it says in the Gemara Sota, Moshe loy mes. So these are exceptions. Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Yaakov Avinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu are exceptions. In these sichas, we'll see how the Rebbe continuously compares the Friedrich Rebbe to Yaakov Avinu, to Moshe Rabbeinu, and to Rabbeinu HaKadosh, sicha after sicha. So we see clear that the spirit of the Rebbe's sichas and the focus is all on the subject of that the Rebbe is here. Not on the subject of what we're missing and how much we're missing and how bad we should feel and how many hours we should spend crying and how much we should mourn. That's not the focus at all. You can hardly find anything in the sichas along those lines. What you do find is sicha after sicha on this nekuda, how much the Rebbe is here and with us. That's part one. Part two, which is on top of the fourth page, the bottom of the third page, is we'll go into the sichas where the Rebbe tells us whatever one Rebbe says about another Rebbe, automatically he's paskening and he's establishing that this applies to himself. So therefore, all the sichas that we're reading, where the Rebbe speaks about the Friedeke Rebbe, it certainly applies to the Rebbe himself. Number three is, part three is where we'll see from the Rebbe sichas that every Rebbe possesses all the qualities of the Rebbe before him and the Rabbeim before him. And that's the true meaning of the word Mamala Mokim. And then the Rebbe says, and in every generation, every Rebbe has a new inyan, which is even more and additional to what was there before. Generally speaking, we always understand that as the generations advance, even tzaddikim are weaker than the way they were before. And that's why we have, first there were Nevi'im, then there were Tanoim, then there were Amoraim, Rishonim, Achreinim, which means with each passing generation, and definitely hundreds of years, the generations get weaker. That's a general rule. But again, the Rebbe says there's an exception to the rule by the Nesi'im, and that is that each Rebbe possesses all the qualities of the Rebbe before, plus something additional. Which means, as much as we'll explain that the Friedek Rebbe was exceptional in the sense that he was Bachayim by the Rebbe, which is a generation later, this applies in a stronger measure, as we'll soon see. And number four is the sources of the Rebbe's Sichas to bring out how what happened on Gimel Tammuz is much different even than what happened on Yud Shvat. In other words, everything the Rebbe speaks about is what happened on Yud Shvat regarding the Friedek Rebbe. And here we'll see the sources how the Rebbe himself makes a difference between Gimel Tammuz, or rather between his generation and the Friedek Rebbe's generation. So let's start from the beginning. If somebody would only go through the pages, not the sikhs themselves, you can see how much the Rebbe emphasized and talked about this Nakuda. But let's go through the sikhs piece by piece, and we'll try to cover the next 4 days of Mirtz Hashem as much as we can. And hopefully we won't have to cover it. We'll just see everything Be'ini Basar, and it'll just be easier to understand everything. You know, they say that visual makes things easier to learn. This is Shabbos Parshas Yisrael, page 11. Mevorcham HaChodesh Adar, which means it's 2 weeks after the passing of the Friedeke Rebbe. And this was one of the first sikhs that the Rebbe gave. The Rebbe says like this. It's told about the Rebbe Levi Yitzchak Berditchev that before he was nostalgic, he said the following. They were tzaddikim previously that before they were nostalgic, they promised that they won't go into Gan Eden until they will accomplish that Mashiach would come. But eventually, they were fooled in, and they showed them Zuckerlekach, which means candies, metaphorically speaking. And eventually, they convinced them to go into Gan Eden. So Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Berditchev concluded, and he said, but I won't allow them that they should fool me. And the Friedeke Rebbe concluded, but seemingly they must have fooled him also. They said Kedusha in Gan Eden, and Rabbi Levi Yitzchak Berditchev jumped in Gan Eden, it was all over. I'll soon explain what this means. So the Rebbe, in this Sikha, concluded, being that the Friedeke Rebbe knew this story, and he surely made sure that by him it wouldn't be that day, the Rebbe will definitely bring Mashiach. Then the Rebbe goes on to explain the difference between the Friedeke Rebbe and other Rabbeim. And he says like this, the difference between other tzaddikim and the Rebbe is, like it says in Chassidus, the difference between Rabbi Akiva and Avraham Avinu. Rabbi Akiva was searching for Mesiras Nefesh, and he said, "Kol yomai hayisi mitzar masi yovel de'akimenu." We know that Rabbi Akiva was one of the 10 people that were killed by the Roman Emperor, as known as by the Sore Harugei Malchus, the 10 martyrs. So naturally, he reached the highest level of Mesiras Nefesh. But it says that Rabbi Akiva, all his life, couldn't wait for an opportunity where he would give up his life for Hashem. But Avraham Avinu wasn't looking for Mesiras Nefesh. His Aveda was to publicize Getlichkeit. And he did it to the extent of giving up his life. What is the difference? Reb Akiva chipish tevasei hu. Reb Akiva was, even though he wanted to give up his life for Hashem, but by saying that he wanted to do that, it means he was looking for what he can do to perfect himself. And he knew that the highest and most perfect level of serving Hashem is Mesiras Nefesh. And that's not complete Mesiras Nefesh, because he's still thinking about himself. But Avraham Avinu wasn't even thinking about his perfection. He was just thinking completely about one thing. What can he do to bring more godliness into the world? And he did it to the degree of Mesiras Nefesh. That was the difference between Avraham Avinu and Reb Akiva.
The same applies to us. All the tzaddikim that promised they're not going to go into Gan Eden until Mashiach comes, it was, from their point of view, Mesiras Nefesh. They were ready to give up Gan Eden for the benefit of Yidden. So they were thinking about their personal benefit. And therefore it was possible to fool them into Gan Eden. The Rebbe, which doesn't think about his own mitzvahs at all, Ela Moser V'Nosem B'chol Mitzvahs L'Klal Yisrael, is not Mesiras Nefesh, this is a whole Metzias. In other words, the other tzaddikim, which were looking for what they can do for their own perfection, and they were thinking, I'm ready to give up my benefits for the Yidden. So somehow they opened the Gan Eden for them, and they saw the beauty of it, they saw the light, they saw the brilliance, and they got so caught up in it, and they forgot what they made up. But the Friedrich Rebbe, being that his mitzvah is total Mesiras Nefesh, not thinking about himself, therefore he can't be bored off metaphorically, and he'll surely bring Mashiach. I'll soon show you why I'm bringing this in. Then the Rebbe concludes, even after the Histalkus, that the Rebbe surely goes Be'ili Godel Be'yaser, is much higher, one would think that at this point the Rebbe is no longer concerned so much about what goes on down here. But the truth is, our Rebbe is different. Him is Nageya, Bias Mashiach, Ba'ilum Lamata, Kedem Estalkus. So let me explain this a little bit based on what the Rebbe explains in other places. What does it mean they bought off Reb Lev Yitzchak Berditchva? How could you buy off? What do you mean they gave him a candy? So of course this is all something Ruchnius. And the answer, the way it's explained, is as follows. Naturally, we're begging the Eibishter, we want to end this Golos, we want to go out of Golos, we can't take it anymore. So why are we here? Obviously, the Eibishter has some purpose, which is a purpose for the good. Once the Neshama goes up there, in Gan Eden, what they do, and the Neshama starts pounding on the table, you have to bring Mashiach, and Yidden don't want to suffer anymore. What they do up there is, they expose to the Neshama that the Neshama should start seeing the purpose of Golos from Hashem's perspective. And once the Neshama sees it from Hashem's perspective, it sees there's really a purpose there. So even though the Neshama still wants that we should go out of Golos, but it's not with the same pounding anymore, now the Neshama understands there's a purpose behind it. That's what it means. Mashen came by a tzaddik like the Friedrich Rebbe, the Rebbe says, that can't happen, and no matter what the Rebbe himself is going through, he's connected to us, and he's connected to the way things are seen from our perspective now, just like before. Adrabe, lachir estalkus negele amata ejeser. What's going on here is negeya to the Rebbe even more, as the Alter Rebbe says, negeres hakodesh ishtakich yater. Ulahoya, the Rebbe says, sheinyan ze, this idea that it says in Tanya that tzaddikim, after their passing, are in this world more than in other worlds, the Alter Rebbe wrote in connection to Rebbe Mendel Haradoker, Sheino nimna b'nesiyah Chabad, he wasn't a nasi Chabad. U'mezeh muvan b'mekoshkim v'kal v'chayme b'negei la'arebi. Shagam la'achre estalkus, nimtze b'ilam hazeh yatme b'chayehu, v'negei le b'yosem ha'shinase kan l'mato. In other words, the Rebbe is saying that what it says in Tanya applies to someone like Rabbi Mendel Haradoker. And the Friedrich Rebbe, being that he's a Nasi Chabad, this idea in Tanya that the Rebbe is connected to the Mata, to Elam Hazeh, is even more by the Friedrich Rebbe than it is by Rabbi Mendel Haradoker. It's more than what it says in Tanya. So this is clear that the Rebbe is making a statement here that what happened with the Friedrich Rebbe is more than what it says in Tanya that tzaddikim are connected to this world. If you turn to the next page, this is just an interesting observation. If you look at the top of the page, it says Shabbos Pashas Koyrach, Hey Tammuz. In other words, the date, Ner Gimel Tammuz. And here, very strange thing happened by Fabrengen. It says on page 561. On page 561, the second column, this is in Yiddish, I'll translate the Rebbe like this. It's known, there's a story with the Gadol B'Yisrael, that he said that when he's going to come L'mayla, he's going to make a storm. He's going to raise a storm that the Eibishter must bring the Geula. After he was nostalgic, the Geula is Nishgekumen. But that Tzveite Gadol gesagt, it's interesting, the Rebbe didn't mention the names here, but we know who it is. It's the Rebbe Levi Yitzchak and the Friedrich Rebbe. The Friedrich Rebbe said, as Weistöse Majerim gegeben na Greisa Gilu L'mayla, that they revealed things to him in such a way that he forgot Kvayochel about his promise. Then the Rebbe smiled, and the Rebbe said, being that Mashiach didn't come yet, seemingly they found a way, even by that Gadol, to push things off for later. So the Rebbe says, so what's the Eitzah? To make a neder al das rabim. In other words, when I make a vow, personally, I can go to a Rav and ask him to nullify the vow. It's called Hataras Nedarim. But if I make a vow and I say, I'm including in this all the people that are listening, or the whole public, their din is Ein Loi Hatara, the Loi Daitam. It cannot be nullified without their agreement. Which means, Afilu Mevet Peilim Ba'enem Ode Etlecha. But it doesn't help him, but the Psagdin and Teres Hashem is Neder Al Das Rabim, Flight Kayam. In other words, again, everybody could give their own interpretation, but here's the date of Gimel Tammuz. It's Hey Tammuz, Ne'er Gimel Tammuz, a few years earlier. And the Rebbe says that the Eitz is to make a neder in public, that nothing in the world will get me to depart from people. So even if some people will say they agree that the Neshama should go into Gan Eden and disconnect, being that most of the people don't agree, it's not going to help. So we see from this, by the way, another thing which we'll soon see throughout all the Sichas, why it's so important for us to have that emunah that the Rebbe is here. Here we see clearly that what we say and what we believe has an effect and influence L'mayla. And we'll soon see it more. We'll turn the page to page 16. And again, here we see from this page how much the Rebbe emphasized the fact that the Rebbe is here with us. It says like this. HaKoyach Shemamshech HaRebbe Al Teres HaChsidis Nimshech V'nitin Lanu Gam Achshav. The Koyach that the Rebbe gives us, he's giving us now, the Loi Shinu Mitzida, no changes. V'gam Etzleinu L'nasa Shinu, by us there's also no changes. Shenachshe, that we should Chas V'Sholem think that the Rebbe is not with us. All those who knew the Rebbe for 30 years would know that the Rebbe wouldn't allow his chassidim and wouldn't abandon them, that they should be alone Shabbos Parsha Zohar, when you have to fight with Amalek. So we can be sure and confident that the Rebbe is here with us. So the Rebbe says these words, there is no difference between now and before. The only difference is, Sheba'over ha'yayochom mishul lachshev, shebikonsei l'Rebbe yochol l'saper dvarim shebetzoynei l'saper, or the halim dvarim shebetzoynei l'halim. The only difference is that before, when a person went into the Rebbe, they knew and they thought, well, if I want certain things, I'll tell the Rebbe. And other things I can hide from him, because they could have looked at the Rebbe with his limitations. Now the Rebbe says, everybody knows that the Rebbe knows even those things that are hidden. And therefore, before when the Rebbe had the limitations of the guf, people were able to make that mistake. Now, we'll soon see what that means. But the Rebbe is saying that now the difference is the Rebbe doesn't have the limitations of the body. And being that the Rebbe continues to lead the world, continues to lead Anash, and is Ma'ir Rachim Rabim now, just like before, Ad Rabim now more than before. Ukeshem Shad Ata, just like until now, Hoyemunach is been upgelegt, It was clear to everyone that the Rebbe will lead us lekras Mashiach Tzidkenu. That's the way one should think now as well. Ba'me'ura she'ira, the event that happened. The Rebbe would never use a term to chas v'shalom describe passing or other words. The Rebbe would always use ndos v'sot geshen. These were the Rebbe words, always that way, or he would say yud shvat, the date. And that's why we say gimel tamas. The Rebbe never verbalized different words. Whatever happened on that day, the Rebbe says, einay elo le'einay basar shalonu. It's only to our eyes of flesh. Ve'einay elo nisoyim bovad, it's only a test. One of the tests that have to be before Bias Mashiach. Shekol inyonehu shamaylim u'master alo emes. A test conceals the emes. So it's only a test. Elashadayin tzorach biyur behezber. We still need an explanation of the Rebbe is still with us, and it's only a test. Why Alpitera do you have to say Kaddish? And the Rebbe doesn't give an answer, he just says, we don't understand. What we see here is, by the way, this is a line that some people misinterpret. The Rebbe says what happened is only to our eyes and flesh, it's only a test. I heard there are certain people that they say when it comes to Gimel Tammuz, they didn't do anything. Not extra learning, it's a day, a regular day on the calendar, because the Rebbe said it's only a test. So it's nothing happened. There's no doubt in anyone's mind that Gimel Tammuz brought on a Helen Vehester, a concealment, which is the worst and the hardest and the most severe darkness that we ever had in our history and probably ever in the history of Chabad. When the Rebbe says it's only a test, it means that what appears to be to us that the Rebbe Chas V'Shalom left us is not here as he was before, is not involved in our lives as he was before, that part is only a test. To the extent that we have to ask ourselves, so why do we say Kaddish? That's what it says here. And therefore, Gimel Tammuz is definitely not just a significant day, it's the most significant day in our generation, and we have to do everything we can to other Rabbi turn this day around, like it says in the next line. Kavanas HaNisoyin, the purpose of a test is, B'shvil HaYiz Gabriz V'amidu B'Nisoyin, to stand up against the test. If we ignore it and we don't become affected by this test, the emes will come out, which means we'll see the Rebbe once again and we'll see how he's with us. This is something explained in Chassidus based on the story of Avraham Avinu. That when Avraham Avinu went to bring his son Yitzhak to the Akedah, it says the Satan tried to stop him. So first he saw a river. And he went in the river and he walked until it reached his nostrils and then it disappeared. How could it disappear? Because there was no river in the first place. The whole thing was just the Satan, and the Satan disguised himself as a river. And when Avraham Avinu walked in a way that he just didn't acknowledge what was blocking him, it became eliminated. So it says in Chassidus, all the tests are that way as well. Many times you see in the letters from the Rebbe, where the Rebbe writes people, sometimes people write to the Rebbe that I find it very difficult to keep my store closed on Shabbos. I find it very difficult to keep the laws of Tznius, of Taras HaMishpacha, to give enough tzedakah. And the Rebbe writes to the person, it's only a test. If you will stand strong and just do what you have to and pretend that all the problems that appear are not really problems, you'll see that the problems will be eliminated. The Eibishter will make it eliminated, and you'll see with your own eyes that everything you want to do can be done. I tell this story many times just to give an example. I remember there was once someone who, many years ago, she worked in a printing press. And she made a decision to stop working on Shabbos. So she came to school here and she sat down with one of the teachers and said to them, what am I going to tell my boss when he tells me you have to? And whoever knows anything about printing, Friday night is the busiest nights. That's when you have to catch up. Everyone brings everything in. Not only we do things the last minute before Lich Benchen, but everybody does everything right before Lich Benchen. So we said, if he says, the boss says this, tell him that. If the boss says that, tell him this. And what if he says that? So tell him this. The whole discussion. Then she comes back next week and says, you know, I was about to approach my boss and I chickened out, but this week I'm going to do it. Again, the whole discussion, what to say if he says this, what to say if he says that. This goes on week after week. And finally she gives up. A few months later, she comes back and she says, no, I'm going to try again. And this time, it's 100%. And again, the whole discussion, what if he says this, what if he says that? And she prepared a speech as a lying with the gullus, how to explain to him why it's important and how she has to take off. Anyway, she comes back the next week and says, you're not going to believe what happened. I walked into my boss and I told him I want to take off Friday nights and Saturdays. And he looks at me and says, okay, which other night could you come in? I was so taken aback that all my speeches started to come out. I didn't know what to say first. He didn't know what's wrong with me. You know, is everything okay? But she built up all this pent-up energy, what if and what if and what's going to happen. So basically, it's like the Rebbe says, that when you make a hachlata to go into something and you just disregard what's blocking, it won't block you anymore. And the emes will come out that there's nothing in the world that can really interfere with living as a Jew. So the same thing here. The Rebbe is really here. And the Rebbe is really with us. There are things that are blocking and make it appear differently. So if we act in a way that we disregard that and we hold on strong that the Rebbe is here, then whatever is blocking will be eliminated and we'll see the Rebbe begashmius. So this is again another explanation that people keep asking, why is it so important to keep saying that the Rebbe is here? Okay, you feel that way, but why do you have to say it? Why do you have to teach it? Why do you have to emphasize it? So the Rebbe says here, by living this way, you actually reverse the situation and will have it begashmius. V'lochem, adei chizik es kashrus, b'li miterase v'kim hara isav, by fulfilling, learning the Rebbe's Torah and fulfilling the Rebbe's Heirah, the Rebbe's instructions, those that he told people in public, those that he told people privately, individually, in Yechidus, will be Zeicha Tekev Miad Mamish, Zan Zich Mit Rebbe Be'enei Basar, and the Rebbe will lead us to the Geula. This is how the Rebbe spoke. On page 17, Mizeh Muvan, Sheitzel HaRebbe, Ein Chiluk, by the Rebbe there is no difference, between what was before and what was now. And again, these are the Rebbe's words. Gam achshav nimtza harebe itanu begashmius. The Rebbe is with us begashmius. How to explain it, what it means, we'll soon go into it more. But these words, the Rebbe is with us begashmius, not just spiritually looking at us, smiling at us, influencing us, but the Rebbe is with us begashmius. These are the Rebbe's words, and that's where we're coming from. And as we go along, we'll understand it more. Then the next sikha, this is the sikha from Shushan Purim, which means 2 weeks later. The Rebbe started off the sikha by saying, Eile sha'omrim she'estalkus pirusha sha'rebi estalak mi'itanu, those people that say that estalkus means that the Rebbe left us, heim pera adam, vil dimension, einam yoidim mahe medabrim, they don't know what they're talking about. Again, these are the Rebbe's words, that when people talk like that, you should know that this is wild, they don't know what they're saying. And the Rebbe concludes, because the Rebbe is here with us just like before. This is Shushan Purim. Then we come to the next sikh is from Chag HaPesach, page 22. And this is the first time that the Rebbe started to speak and compare the Friedrich Rebbe to Rabbeinu HaKadosh. This was the night of Pesach, the night of the Seder. And the Rebbe was sitting by the table and he said like this. He has a question. Ba'avar, in the previous years, when all the doors were closed, when the Friedrich Rebbe was sitting by the Seder, they didn't allow everyone to come in. So the doors were closed. When the doors were closed, everybody pushed and everybody tried to get in. And now that the doors are open, nobody's coming. Agreis Akasha. Last year the Friedrich Rebbe was sitting there, now he's not. So the Rebbe explains why he's surprised that Chassidim aren't pushing to come. There were those people that after they made their own Seder, they came to see what's doing here. But af echad mehem, nobody used to bring with him the afikoman in order to eat in the same room where the Rebbe made his Seder. And to continue the Seder until Psichas Adelas, until Eliyahu HaNavi. And the Rebbe says it's known that Eliyahu HaNavi can be in many places at one time. As we know that the night of the Seder, he's in millions of homes. But how could it be possible? Because he doesn't come himself, but a nitzutz of him comes. Mashenkem kishabah ba'atzmei, when Eliyahu HaNavi comes himself personally, He can only come in one place. The Gemara tells a story that there was a certain tzaddik he used to study with Eliyahu HaNavi. And one time he didn't come. So he asked him, why didn't you come? So he said, because somebody else was in danger and had to go to save him. So the question is asked in Chassidus, what's the problem? By a bris, Eliyahu HaNavi is in a million places at one time. The night of the Seder is in a lot of places at one time. Why couldn't he be in two places at one time? And the answer is, it says in Chassidus, because all the times he comes as a nitzah, just a spark. And a spark can be in many different places, like one flame can give off a lot of sparks. But when he has to come personally, it can be either here or there. So the Rebbe says, could you imagine in the room where the Rebbe made the Seder, there's no doubt that Eliyahu HaNavi comes personally for the last 10 years. That's the way it was. Shouldn't you come to this room to eat your afikoman? So obviously there was something about coming and eating the afikoman. Interesting story personally with myself. When we went to Shlichus in Australia, this is in 1967, we came back in 1969. We came back a few days before Pesach. So in those days, the Rebbe used to eat the Seder upstairs, and we came from our homes after we finished the Seder. I mean, everybody went on, but the Bachrim, of course, they made the Zdar 1, 2, 3, and they ran to observe the Rebbe's Seder. So when we came there, the Rebbe asked one of the Shluchim, he asked him, did you eat the Afikoman yet? And he said, yes. Then he asked all the others, they all said yes. And that was it. So we decided amongst ourselves, tomorrow will come and we won't have the Afikoman yet. And Taka, the next day, the Rebbe asked everyone again, did you eat the Afikoman yet? When they said no, the Rebbe gave from his Afikoman a piece and told us to sit down and continue the Seder here. See, here the Rebbe also says, why don't you come to eat the Afikoman here? But here the Rebbe says, La'achrei Estalkus, not only is this place special because the Friedrich Rebbe had the Seder here for the last 10 years, but even now, Matzinu Shalachrei Estalkus, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, Hayibol Lebeisei B'Leil Shabbos. Rabbeinu HaKadosh used to come to his house every Friday night and also every Yontif, and he used to make Kiddush, and he used to be Meitzi, the whole family, with his Kiddush. So therefore, the Rebbe is saying the same applies here. That the Friedrich Rebbe surely, not only the last 10 years he was here, but tonight he's here because this is his place. Just, if we turn to the next page, page 23, if you look on top, it says like this. This is the Gemara about Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Tanu Rabbanan. Bishas Ptiras. No, you don't have to turn the page. It's on the same sheet, page 23. Bishas Ptiras Shel Rebbe. Omar, he said, Lebona, I need tzarech, I need my children. And he asked the following, Neir Yehidavog b'mekoymai, there should be a candle burning in the same place that it was lit all the time. Shulchan Yehidavog b'mekoymai, the table should be set in the same place that it was always set. Mita Tehemutzaz b'mekoymai. And the bed should be made like it was always made. In other words, Rabbeinu HaKadosh would come back every Friday night, and therefore he said, where is he coming? To the same place where I always used to come. So therefore I want my candle to be burning. B'mekoymai, look at the words. The table should be b'mekoymai, the bed should be b'mekoymai, everything should be in its place. And that's where Rabbeinu HaKadosh came back. So from this the Rebbe derives that the same applies to the Friedrich Rebbe. If this is the room where he used to make the Seder every Pesach, we know that this is where he is the night of Pesach. And that's the basis why people come here to 770, where the Rebbe davened Shabbos and Yontif, the Rebbe davened and stood in his place. B'mekoymai, that's the place where the Rebbe is now, and that's their place where a chassid should be based on these sichas. This is a mimer, actually, from the Friedrich Rebbe. It's the first mimer that the previous Rebbe said when he became Rebbe. It says, Viroisi, I saw. The Friedrich Rebbe, another place, tell the story more at length, that he was sitting in the room of his grandfather, the Rebbe Marash. This was after the histalkus of the Rebbe Marash. He was sitting on a chair, and he saw all of a sudden his father walk in. Nichnas l'cheder aviv, kved kedushas, azmur, l'cheder tzadik l'brochem. The whole room was set up exactly the way it was during the lifetime of the Rebbe Marash, which means either 2 or 3 years after the passing of the Rebbe Marash. He saw his father, Nichnas, he walked in, Lovish Bechagura, he was wearing the gartel. He stood by the table, opposite the Rebbe's chair, the chair where he always sat. Svasov Nois Kemedaber, his lips were moving, and you saw that he was speaking, Ubocha Harba, and he cried a lot. In other words, he saw that his father, the Rebbe Rashab, was talking to the Rebbe Marash, but where did he go? He went again b'mekaymei, to his chair, to his table, and that's where the Rebbe was. And that's again our basis why there's so much emphasis on these places, the Rebbe's room and the Rebbe's cheder, and the same thing here, 770. Let's turn to page 26, the next sheet. Harebi nimtza itano kibaavar. This is a few days later, Achron Shel Pesach. The Rebbe is with us just like in the past. Hu nimtza b'chedrei, these are the Rebbe's words. He's in his room. V'shemeya oisanu mizvadim kan, and he hears as we're fabringing here. The Rebbe was conducting a fabringing in 770 upstairs. And he says, the Friedrich Rebbe is sitting in his room and he's listening to us. Im kain, if that's the case, ketzadonu mizvadim kan. How could we fabring in the presence of the Friedrich Rebbe? He's listening to us. And the answer is, because the Rebbe wants that we should fabring. Pam hifil Rebbe b'cheder is a microphone. There was a time where the Friedrich Rebbe activated the intercom in his room, and he heard the Rebbe fabring in the 770. So he said he's doing the same thing now, but in a stronger way. He's not using an intercom, and he's able to sit in his room and hear us fabring here. Once again, the Rebbe brings the story. B'sefer Chassidim Muva, Shrabbeinu HaKadosh, Hayabah B'chol Erev Shabbos Ben Hashmoshes. Rabbeinu HaKadosh used to come back home after he passed away. Every Friday night, he used to come back home B'big De Shabbos. Not they saw him, Chas V'Sholem, in garments which showed that he's from a different world. He wore his Shabbos to get clothes. V'Kiddush, he made Kiddush. U'Potar Sarabim. And he was able to be Maitzi, the family. Later, we'll come into it in more detail, but the Rebbe later explains what's so special about being Maitzi the family. There's a halacha that a person who does a mitzvah cannot be Maitzi someone else unless they themselves are mechuyev in the mitzvah. For example, a katan, someone who's not bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah, can't be Maitzi someone else because they themselves are not obligated to do the mitzvah. There are certain things that women are not obligated to do. And if she's not obligated to do that, even though she can choose to do it, she can't be mighty a man who is obligated to do it. That's the rule. Based on this, a malach cannot make kiddush for a human being, because a malach is not obligated to make kiddush. And the neshama in Gan Eden is also not obligated to do mitzvahs, so they can't be mighty anyone else. So how did Rabbeinu HaKadosh not only make kiddush, but have his family exempt with kiddush by him doing it? So we see from this that when Rabbeinu HaKadosh came home, he was as human as he always was, to the extent that he was considered chayev mitzvahs like everybody else. So therefore the Rebbe said, just like Rabbeinu HaKadosh did it then, gam ata, now, here in 770, zman shel bein hashmoshes lachem mincha, now it's the same time, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, the Rebbe, surely comes to make kiddush, and he doesn't only come for bein hashmoshes, he remains with us the whole night. I'm going to skip for a moment to Ches. Once a chassid came to the previous Rebbe from a faraway place, and he asked the Friedrich Rebbe that he should say a maimer chassidus. So the Rebbe answered him, I only say chassidus on Shabbos. So the chassid said to the Rebbe, when I come to the Rebbe, for me it's Shabbos. And what happened? The Rebbe taka said a maimer chassidus for him. Why is the Rebbe telling us the story? He just finished saying that the Rabbeinu HaKadosh comes only on Shabbos. What about during the week? So the Rebbe says, Af ata, now, I deskashas to the Rabbi, if you're really connected to the Rebbe, Shayech etzel kol echad v'echad, b'chol yoyim v'chol eis, sheyir Shabbos. You don't have to wait till Shabbos. Every day, if you want, it can be Shabbos for you. The Rebbe comes, makes Kiddush, toita sarabim, kloimar. What does it mean? He makes us yoytze, shemashpia bohem, kilu kichu batzman. Aber die Seidem ist auch Kiddush im Kol HaKavon Shloi, Meinem Kol HaKdush Shloi. So the Rebbe is implying that every single day, if you live with this Amuna, it's Shabbos for you, to the point that the Rebbe is here just like the Rebbeinu Kodesh came on Friday nights and Shabbos. So again, this is the basis why a chassid feels he can walk in at any moment into the, whether it's the Rebbe's room or into 770, stand near the Rebbe's benkel, or in this case it's standing from here, and is the Rebbe for a bracha, just as before, because the Rebbe is here. If you look at footnote 24, you see another thing. It says, B'simai Svadis, at the end of the Fabrengen, Dibir Kver Gdushas Admishlita, the Rebbe spoke, Mitechis Rakshas Gdela. The Rebbe was very emotional and was crying. And what was the Rebbe shouting? She'ein lehishtamish b'haloshen nevgam b'negei l'admarayat. Not to use the words nevgam, which means his neshama is in ginzei miraimim. And the Rebbe was screaming, Eze ginzei miraimim, vosfara ginzei miraimim. Ginzei miraimim uinya shayich lo'eres v'giluyim. It says in Chassidus, the Gan Eden, as high as it is, but it's still, in Lashon of Chassidus, eres. Avidos ha'isa shaloyam nas l'kabu pras, m'loshon prusa. This is a concept which is explained at length in Chassidus, that even though Gan Eden is so much more spiritual than this world, but it says that actually Gan Eden is a fraction and is like a ha'ara compared to the getlichkeit that's in this world. Hashem's essence is here. In Gan Eden, Hashem's light shines. On this physical world, Hashem's essence is found. So therefore the Rebbe is saying, why are you attributing the Friedrich Rebbe to Gan Eden? This world, Kashim or Etzem, Shalomailam Meiris Begulim, the essence of the Eibishter, which is above his light. V'kevin sh'atzmasu kan lamata, nimtze gam ha'rebi kan lamata. So why are you saying Gan Eden? Once again, you see from this, that not only the Rebbe didn't use the word Nishmasa Eden or Gan Eden or any word, but the Rebbe was actually emotional and crying why people use such terms. And again, as we said before, by speaking that way, we're actually, in a sense, pushing Chas v'Shalom the Rebbe further away from us. And when we speak in a Lashon which indicates the Rebbe is here, we bring the Rebbe close to us. So what did the Rebbe say right after this? Look what it says. And the Rebbe concluded and said, these are the Rebbe's words, that the Rebbe Shlita should lead us to the Gula Amidus Vashleima. The Rebbe referred to the Friedrich Rebbe. That person said, Ginzim Reimim. So the Rebbe went to the other extreme and said, and the Rebbe Shlita should take us out of Golus. Page 83. All these things I just want to say, there's a lot to explain, a lot to understand, but at least to realize these are the Rebbe's words. This is not some wild, radical chassid that's created them and trying to get attention. These are the Rebbe's words, and with this, basically, we live. Page 83, we're going to start off with the words Kibalti, the second paragraph. Kibalti michtav me'echad achsidim. I received a letter from a chassid. Shaboy Kosev, he writes about the Friedrich Rebbe. If I'm not mistaken, the chassid was Rabbi Avram Parish. And the person writes to the Rebbe, the Rebbe zol gezund sein about the Friedrich Rebbe. And the Rebbe says, Be'emes ne'nesim is batazu. I really enjoyed reading it. Ve'emes keinu, kibriyosoy le'hoysam in yonin gashmi. The Friedrich Rebbe's health didn't come from Gashmias, but from Ruchnias, like it says in Tanya. I'm skipping the bracket. Umabriyas Kazul le Shaykh Hefsik. And by the way, we see it Begashmias, by the Rabbeim, in the bracket, maybe I should make a point, in the bracket, the Rebbe writes that the Friedrich Rebbe used to say that he physically became healthier when he heard good news. There's a letter when the Friedrich Rebbe writes, if you want to improve my health, by letting me know good news, that there's another shir, that another yid started to keep Shabbos, another yid started to keep Taras HaMishpacha, another yid started to send his children to yeshiva, this news gives me health begashmius, that the Friedrich Rebbe's physical condition improved from this. It shows that his health was from Ruchnius de Kinyonim. Ubemeila Shayach Loimar, the Rebbe zol gezund sein. Elo, the Rebbe says, Yeshnam Ko'elo, there are certain chsidim, Shemiz Baishim Leima came, they're embarrassed to talk like that because people might label them as not normal. Voice of Chassid, Heiser es Abusha, that Chassid took away this shame, Etzach Abgishem, and he wrote the way the Emes is. Ha'amnam kainu. The truth is, Sha'ata ha'rebi einamugbal v'nimtza b'chol makom. The Rebbe is here and he's everywhere. Eich me'izim, again the same question. How do we have the chutzpah to fabreng if the Rebbe is here? Which, by the way, indicates, again, when the Rebbe is saying he's here, he means in a gashmizdika sense. Elazel mishum loizu b'vat sh'rebi einam makpid. Not only the Rebbe is not upset that we're fabrenging, and Yossel is giving out the mashka. I don't know who this Yossel was, but obviously he had his chus to get in this sicha. Adrab, ritzayne shal Rebbe sheyizvado. The Rebbe wants us to fabreng. And again, pram rotza Rebbe lishmoye mechedri lemaylech shemizvadim. There was a time that the Rebbe wanted to hear how we fabreng, but he was concerned that if he comes down to listen, the fabreng will stop. And we know for sure that if the Friedrich Rebbe would walk down, everybody would become silent. So he put on the intercom in his room to listen how we fabreng lamat. So now the Rebbe is doing the same thing. Isn't there halacha that as respect of the Rebbe, you're not allowed to speak in his presence? So the Rebbe answers, the halachas that are involved with respect for a king, that's only when you can see it with your physical eyes, that's when those halachas apply. And now, being that we don't see it, therefore it's not shy. Obviously they saw him. And not only they saw him, but it seems other people found out about it also, it was known. If I'm not mistaken, the Gemara says the reason why it stopped, because everybody was talking that Rabbeinu HaKadosh did such a thing, and other tzaddikim couldn't do it, so it made them discredit the other tzaddikim, and that's why he stopped. So obviously the family saw him, they heard Kiddush, they enjoyed the Shabbos table with him, which means to them it was almost like he went away for the week and came back for the weekend. It's obvious what it means is we want the Rebbe in such a way that I don't have to learn a sicha to know that he's here. And just like 10 years ago, we saw him begashmis. That's what it means, kipshuta, in the most pashtuzdik way. So even though it's emes that way, but we don't experience it, and that's what we're asking for. Okay, page 89, Gimel. Vahirom izeb negei eleinu. Tzrichem onu leida, we should know. Shahamailes vahakeiches shiesh lanu. All the koiches that we have, einam ela mashenit lanu haydei kveikdush es meir v'chomi adma. The Rebbe gives us the koiches. Ubemeile tzrichem onu liyeis betachlis habitl, lemales ashlichus shal Rebbe b'chol ha'teikiv. The Rebbe brings out a very interesting point here, that Torah demands of a person to be humble. On the other hand, to be a yid the way you should be, you have to be extremely aggressive, strong-minded, and very strong to do your shlichus. So how do the two things go together? And the Rebbe says that dafka when a person realizes that his koyach, his qualities and his abilities come from a higher place, that's when he can be the strongest. In other words, dafka a person who doesn't recognize higher and thinks only of himself, those are the insecure people. Because people are insecure and you always are concerned about your insecurities. But if I realize that I'm going with the koyach of the Rebbe, the Eibishter is the one that is giving me the koyachas to do what I'm doing, then those koyachas are unlimited. And therefore, dafke because I have bittul, which means I'm not attributing the strength to myself, dafke because of that, there's nothing in the world that would stop me. So that's what it means to be an anav. To gain with the shlichas from Rebbe b'chol ha'tekev, k'omer sha'anav b'etzem hu'usay hu takiv b'daitay. Anav is a person who is absolutely solid, strong. He's not affected by anything, obstacle, and any kind of concealment. We should fulfill the Rebbe's shlichus without considering any interferences. Which interferences are we talking about? Don't be affected by all the questions like why are we saying Kaddish? Why do we write Hakam? We should be strong and not to take anything in consideration. In other words, even though we have these questions, and Api Halacha they were supposed to say Kaddish, Api Halacha they were supposed to do whatever they did, it shouldn't in any way weaken me that I feel that the Rebbe is here and I have to do the Rebbe's Shlichus. Chosav li chosid echo, the chosid wrote me that from the stalkers of the Friedrich Rebbe, Shavram Oid, here we see clearly how the Rebbe relates to the other school of thought. He wrote to the Rebbe that he's very broken. And there are times where he's sitting by himself and just bursts out crying and he can't control it. What's the Rebbe's answer? The Rebbe should have written back to the person, "I'm very happy to hear this. It shows that you're a real chassid. I'm very proud of you." Instead, the Rebbe writes, the question is, "Ma Paul Aidei Abchia Shaloi? What have you accomplished through your crying? V'chizui Kavanase Shal Rebbe? Is this the Rebbe Kavana? Did the Rebbe ask you to cry?" Karav Levadai, it's nearly certain that the crying accomplished absolutely nothing. The only thing the crying accomplished, Kolamayre Demois Alodem Kosher, it says, if you cry for the passing of a good person, the Eibishter counts your tears and he hides it somewhere in a storage place. So the Rebbe says, so your tears are put away. But practically, by crying, it distracts you from doing the Rebbe Shlichus. And by the way, we should point out, the Rebbe himself used to cry a lot by Verbrengen. Some of you remember, some heard it on tape. So I just want to say there's a big difference between somebody crying or somebody making an Avodah out of the crying. We all miss the Rebbe. We don't have to describe it in words. And therefore, from time to time, it could happen that we break down. If you belong to the human race, it's almost impossible not to. That's one thing. But then to say the Avodah is to get yourself to cry as much as possible, to do things to generate crying. Clearly the Rebbe says, did the Rebbe ask you to cry? The Rebbe asked you to do. And that's our Avodah. So again, here we see, first of all, the Rebbe tells us, don't even think about the questions about Kaddish and everything else. And what you should think of, don't, again, make an Avodah out of the crying. What you should be doing is the Rebbe Shlichus. It's just interesting observation. Many people pointed this out, so I'll mention it. The Rebbe says that the word anav means, to be humble, means to be strong and not be affected and weakened by questions, why do we say Kaddish? What's interesting about it? The famous Lashon of the Yalkut Shemayni about Mashiach coming is a very modern Lashon. Mashiach is going to turn to the Yidden and say, anavim, Higiyaz man golaschem. Anavim, humble ones. Why anavim? Bonai, yilodai, chveis, ahuvai. Why anavim? So we see from here, anavim means a lashon that is needed when a person has to be strong to stand up against all obstacles, and especially the obstacle of why did we say Kaddish and why is there such a thing? Which is exactly the kind of nesoyin that we're living through now. Page 106. The paragraph which starts with the words Ubehegdim. Behegdim, the Rebbe says, Hatam, what is the reason? Why is it that when I speak about the Friedrich Rebbe, I don't say Zeche Tzadik Levrocha? And I don't say Nishmas Hayden. We know that many people came up with a raise the storm that it's Naveira and it's Alpidin, you must say. And some people even feel that it's some sort of a mitzvah, you have to try to put it in as much as you can. Zeche Tzadik Levrocha, Nishmas Eden, and Zatzakal. And the more the better. And the Rebbe says here, I'll tell you the reason why I don't say it. The Simchas Torah, Tofresh Tzadik Aleph, the Friedrich Rebbe said, Ich zog nicht auf den Taten Nishmas Eden, weil ich bin nicht kein Adressenschreiber. In other words, by saying Nishmas Eden, I'm limiting and saying that he's in Gan Eden. Who says he's in Gan Eden? I don't attribute addresses to people. And also, as far as I'm concerned, my father didn't pass away, so I don't say Nishma Seyden. The Rebbe says the same is with Friedrich Rebbe. Don't say Nishma Seyden on the Friedrich Rebbe. First of all, who can give the Friedrich Rebbe an address? Lahagbalas Mekoyme leGan Eden, Gan Eden Atachten, Gan Eden Elyon, or higher than that. How do you know? And the second reason is, again, the same words, Lama Lanu L'Sholchai Miutanu. Why should somebody want to send him away from us? Hu Bevadai Einei Reitze, he doesn't want L'Iparit Miutanu to separate from us, and we don't want. So in other words, the Rebbe is making it clear that by saying these words, you're actually sending him away, because you're expressing that he's not with us. That itself makes his presence more hidden from us. For the same reason that you don't say Nishma Sein, you also don't say Zeche Tzadik Levrocha. Kinyan Azikoren, Shaykh Rak Al Dover HaRochik. When could you make a memorial only for something that's far away? You have to remember it. Zeche Tzadik Levrocha means we should remember the Tzadik for a Brocha. When do you need to remember something when it's gone? But something which is not that way, you don't need a remembrance. You never heard of someone making a dinner and honoring somebody, and when the person gets up to say, this is a memorial for so-and-so, you don't make memorials for people that are alive. So therefore, the Rebbe says, I don't say Nishmas Eden, and I don't say Zeichet Tzadik Lebracha, because the Rebbe is here, and he's with us, and he's alive, so we don't use these Lashonos. We do know that in writing, the Rebbe used it, but it's clear here that verbally, the Rebbe was against using these Lashonos, and never in all the years, in all the Sichas, did the Rebbe ever say such words. Why the Rebbe put it in writing? Again, I don't know the answer, but I can just suggest that as much, and we'll talk about this more, this is the part four. We'll have to wait till part four. Again, hopefully we won't need it. But the Nakuda is that as much as the Rebbe spoke about the Friedrich Rebbe, that he's alive and he's here and everything, obviously it's not to the complete 100% degree. And the proof is because there's a new Rebbe. And the Rebbe said clearly that the Friedrich Rebbe's generation and Avodah ended on Yud Shvat, Tav Shin Yud. So that means that as much as the Friedrich Rebbe was more alive and more b'chaim than any other tzaddik, and even more than other rabbeim, because let's not forget when the Rebbe spoke about the Rebbe Rashab, he would call him the Rebbe Nishmas Eden. And the Friedrich Rebbe says, I don't want to use that word. So that means even more than the other rabbeim, but still, obviously not complete, to the extent that there has to be a new Rebbe. By our Rebbe, it's more than that, as we'll explain when we come to the part four. But therefore, because on one level, the Rebbe is alive more than any other tzaddik, therefore he didn't say Nishma Seid, no Zecha Tzaddik Lebracha.
It's also in the first year. The Neshama is still basically...
Yeah, but we say the Rebbe never said it. The Rebbe never, ever said these words. What? You say that the Rebbe used to just say the Rebbe. That's how he used to speak. That's how he used to say. The Rebbe the Shver. The Rebbe my father-in-law. Nesid Reinu. But he never used the term like Nishma Seid. Right. What? In writing, I said, in writing. So the Pashtas, this is the explanation. Because on some degree, there is an inyan of completion. But on another level, because it's not, the Rebbe said, I don't say these Lashonos.